Track 20.
Mr. J. Hamilton Russell, the United Party Member of Parliament for Weinberg, was elected as chairman of the committee. One of the first tasks of the committee was to establish a fund to build a monument to Mike Bowen. A number of proposals were considered, but it was felt that the most appropriate would be a memorial chapel in his memory, a building dedicated to promoting the ideals of Christianity which he held dear and had guided him throughout his life. A fundraising campaign was begun, and soon enough money had been collected or pledged to allow the building of a chapel to begin, and it was completed in 1951. The chapel was dedicated in November 1951 at a service conducted by the Archbishop of Cape Town, Dr. Geoffrey Clayton, and was named the Robert Walter Bowen Memorial Chapel of St. Michael and All Angels. A niche at the back of the chapel had been incorporated into the design of the chapel to house the bronze bust of Mike Bowen, which had been sculpted by Claire Sheridan in 1918. As the Athlone School for the Blind has continued to thrive after the death of Bowen, it is appropriate to record briefly various aspects of its progress. This is a way of recognizing his efforts to establish the school, as well as his continued interest in the school throughout the years he was chairman of the school committee. It is a convenient place to describe the ethos of the school, which he was instrumental in founding. An article written by the principal, Mr. Marlowe, in response to a request by the editor of the Stellenbosch District Mail, was published in 1949. The article read as follows. Quote, "First of all, I think the underlying idea of such a school is not just that of charity and kindness to those who are handicapped, but one of equity. Any normal child today has the right to an education carried as far as his or her capabilities permit, and to a very large extent such education is free. Physical handicaps of any kind should not preclude any child from enjoying the same right. The blind child, just as much, and some would say even more, as the sighted child, has a right to education. Too often people run away with the idea that we are doing something wonderful for the blind child in giving him an education. We are merely giving the child his or her rights. I think this idea was in the minds of those who were responsible for the foundation of the school. Now, in 1949, with an enrollment which has grown from under 80 to over 180, this fine institution is still not large enough to take all the blind children who would like to be and should be here. A remarkable thing has been the wonderful support that the work has had from the public. In 1938, there were only about 30 regular subscribers. I at once set about building up a body of interested people throughout the Union who would pledge themselves to take a share in the maintenance of this work. I wrote hundreds of letters every year, and in less than 12 years the subscribers had grown to 600. In response to my annual appeal addressed to them, they have sent over £12,000. So many of them, too, send the kindest and most encouraging letters. Their interest is deep and understanding. We could do with many more subscribers. Each year a few more are added, and one day I hope to record that we have at least 1,000, so that all our work of alleviating suffering, of giving sight to eyes scarred or deformed, of bringing enlightenment, new and real interests, independence and knowledge and skill to those for whom an eye surgeon can do nothing, and may adequately meet all the tragic demands that the terrible scourge of blindness makes.